Smiling faces, sometimes pretend to be your friend. Smiling faces, show no traces of the evil that lurks within.
Happy Friday Eve, everyone. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got you covered from local news to what's going on around the state of Wisconsin. Our mission here at Civic Media is to bring you real news and great conversation every day. So if you want to stay in the know, subscribe to the Civic Media newsletter today at civicmedia.us/email. I've got a special co-host with me today and every Thursday. His name's Tom Paulswitz. He's a two-time congressional candidate, Navy veteran, small business owner, and all-around pretty nifty guy. We are talking about the oral arguments held before the Supreme Court yesterday regarding Tennessee's complete and total ban of health care for transgendered children. Of course, that ban permits the exact same medical interventions for cisgendered children, but prohibits them for transgendered children, overriding whatever parental decision-making that child's parent, however they would decide to move forward with health care for their child. Couple of things here. You made this point. It was also asked about during oral arguments yesterday, Tom. And that is, in this case and the discussion that we're having right now, we're talking about health care for kids. This is not the same discussion, or frankly, has any of the complexities of whether or not transgendered athletes should be permitted to compete, especially at the elite levels or college levels, in the gender identity that they have, as opposed to their natal gender or gender assigned at birth. That's not this discussion. We're going to get to that this afternoon, but that's not this. And right. The point that you made, Tom, I think is really critical. The Solicitor General for the United States made it yesterday, and that is this. This is a decision made by the child. It has an incredible amount of process and therapy and multiple experts weighing in with their parents' permission that affects only that child and that family. It doesn't affect anyone else. That's distinguishable from rules or bans that address transgendered athletes and where they get to and with whom they compete, because that impacts other people. So that's, to me, that's really challenging. Like, these are parents that want this care for their child. And the fact that the way that this has been approached, and of course, even Justice Alito said, well, Europe's pulling back on this. There's not a single nation in Europe that has addressed this issue that has put in place complete and total bans on all healthcare for transgendered kids. Like, that's not true. They're taking different and sort of nuanced approaches to all of this.
Yes.
So, Tom, when we, again, pull back, right, what do you think the pathway forward is? What do you think the right outcomes are? How do we have better conversation about this topic?
Well, first off, I think it's important for more education. One of the reasons I had Brad from Courage MKE on a couple weeks ago was strictly that. It's like, I'm not sure how many people out there in the world know someone or are family members or friends or anything else with someone who has either transitioned or transitioned. And I think, to me, that adds a level of empathy that, you know, because I don't think the Republican Party is going to change their tactics. I mean, Nancy Mace came out swinging in Congress when it came to bathrooms, and you know, but to me, this is one of those elements of, we have chosen, or the Republicans have chosen, a subset of people that currently don't have a voice and can't speak back, and have vilified them in order to gain votes and gain political donors. And so we have to be that voice. And it's continually, just like you're saying, Maggie, it's just talking about it and talking about the nuances of it. But I'm going to go back to what I said earlier, is no one is harmed.
Yep.
No one is harmed. So if you think about bans that don't harm anyone, how do they make any sense, right? If there's something that's happening that's currently not harming anybody.
Why do you
anybody,
ban something? Because
why would you ban it? Right.
Correct.
I mean, just not to trivialize this, but to, you know, the ban that it, that New York City tried against sugary drinks. It's like people were in an uproar because they were going to be told what to drink or what they could or couldn't do. And this is so far, you know, distinct from that this nobody, you would not even know it was happening unless it was brought up in the legislature, unless it was brought up in ads. It would not impact you unless you knew a person who was transitioning permanently.
Well, and this is what personally makes this kind of spooky, right? And we're yes. approaching slippery slope territory
very
here.
Very much
right?
so.
Right? Yes. That's the through line between the Dobbs decision and talking about transgendered care, as well as the LGBTQ community much more broadly. These are decisions that don't have negative impacts on third parties. It doesn't. It's about personal choices and this all or nothing approach. This is what bothers me. Like, here's the place that Democrats have to say, I understand that there's confusion and fear because there's a lack of shared knowledge and understanding. Of course, we want children to be safe, happy, and well. There are legitimate differences of opinion. And in the face of legitimate differences of opinion in our democracy, that means that we withhold, we stand back from the personal choice suppression, right? From treating people differently based on these sorts of characteristics. We'll step back from the brink of that kind of discrimination. And yet, that logic isn't holding here. And that's why it, to me, is a very scary harbinger. I mean, the very idea, if I can be sort of glib for a moment, one of the justices said, oh, well, Europe is pulling back from, you know, they're taking a more limited approach to this. I don't hear you quoting European countries' gun regulations when you review whether or
Never.
Not our Constitution
yes.
protects gun rights. Like, it's right. irrelevant. And to the extent that you're referencing European countries' approach to this, guess what they're doing? They don't have wholesale bans. And by the middle ground here are some things for people to consider. You could ban surgical intervention until the age of majority. You could require review by numerous medical professionals. You could require a waiting period. You could require a ramping up of hormone therapy. I am not an expert in what these medical interventions are, but you
but
can actually
say, Maggie,
care about the substance
most
here.
Of that stuff is already
already
happening.
yes
it's already there, and where do you know, like, if we start to ban parental rights when it comes to their children, where do we stop? You know, when does it become, oh, children are no longer allowed to get tattoos, or they're no longer allowed to do certain things that have a permanent impact on their body? Or at what point are parents forced to convert their children to a certain religion because that's what the law says?
Yep.
And if you think these things are far-fetched, this is what a decision like this would open things up to.
Well, and on the flip side of this very sort of similar question, conservatives riot when jurisdictions have attempted to ban the thoroughly debunked, not a thing, quote, conversion therapy, well,
yes.
where we will therapize kids out of
right.
their being gay, right? Like,
with numerous medical studies stating that it does not work. In fact, it's incredibly harmful.
Right. A couple of texters on the text line. If you want to join our conversation, because we're all about real news and great conversation here at Civic Media, that's 855-75-CIVIC. 855-752-4842. I'm Maggie Dawn, joined by co-host Tom Paulswitz this afternoon. Andrew from Maine pointing out that H.R. 9218, the Defining Male and Female Act of 2024, was introduced in the House of Representatives on July 30th, 2024. It is currently in the Judiciary Committee of the House. It is an attempt by Congress to legally define two sexes based on genitalia at or before birth. Here's what that is, in my estimation. It is legislating transgendered people out of existence. it's saying to people, you do not exist. And I'll just share with you all what my 82-year-old dad had to say about this, which I thought was simple and common sense. He's like, for the entirety of human history, we have historical records of transgendered people existing.
Yes.
These people exist. Every human being is entitled to equal rights and dignity and the opportunity to live their American dream and to be who they want to be, to fulfill their hopes and aspirations. You can't legislate people out of existence. It's so offensive at a really deep level, and forgetting the offensiveness of it, it's irrational. Like, transgendered people have existed for the entirety of human history. They're here.
Right.
So are we going to go back on our most basic principles as Americans that we think people should be treated fairly and equally?
Well, but that wasn't codified till the Civil War.
Right.
And I think we have to remember that, right? That
yes.
this grand experiment we call American democracy has made huge leaps throughout the last 250 years. And this is just another area where the same playbook is being run, right? You've got the Bible, you've got religion, you've got people saying that this is the way God intended it to be, and we can't fool with that as mere mortals when none of that ends up being true.
Well, unless somebody's got a bat phone to God, like, you're just giving your best educated guess on what you think God says about these things, and your best guess is no more worthy or accurate than my best guess. And
right.
I say, that's not what God says about transgendered people.
But
that's
I'm also going to go back
to democracy.
I'm going to go back to the no harm idea, right? There is no one is being harmed by people living their best life.
Correct. Correct. Cardi, there is a caller, if you don't mind screening that lovely person. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Another text coming in here. Where did this go? Mary from Mount Horeb asked, would the result of this case apply to Tennessee, or would it apply nationally? The only law that's being reviewed here, Mary, is Tennessee's ban. But if the Supreme Court affirms or allows Tennessee's ban to remain law, it will mean that the laws in other states will not be challenged. So it has national implications. It will also create incentives for Republican-controlled states other than Tennessee to adopt these blanket bans, which are facially gender discriminatory.
And I think that's up to 20 different states at this point.
It's creeping up there. Tom from Jackson, can you ask Tom what the other two issues were that were mentioned when people were voting? I was actually talking about that. Number one was inflation. Number two was the border. Number three was transgender care issues. Oh, my goodness. That's number three. Andrew,
and just so people know that voter fraud and inflation are no longer a problem.
Yeah.
So since the election, they've disappeared as an issue.
Yeah, we're not talking about those anymore.
We're good.
We're good. All fixed. No sweat.
Done.
Andrew from Maine saying, if they can ban health care, should I be able to ban excessive income and grotesque wealth? Ha, I love where your head is
at. As long
as
you're a minor, I guess the answer will be yes, correct?
Yes. Mary from Tosa saying, in support of trans persons, education is paramount.
Yes.
We're going to continue this discussion. We come back, we're going to talk about transgendered athletes in sport and why that is a different and some in respects more challenging discussion than should parents and children be able to pick healthcare that affects only that child. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to have more with my special co-host, Tom Paulswitz, after these messages. I really want you to engage this conversation with us. Difficult, complicated, yep, but we got to be able to talk through these things. That's what we're all about right here on Civic Media, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Please drive and text carefully and keep it locked right here. This great discussion coming right back to you after these brief messages.